You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting Podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your Queen, Kelly Walker.
Hey, it's Kelly K. Walker, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we are going to talk about something that I get asked about more than almost anything, especially on my TikTok account. And that topic is, are you ready? Drumroll. Many corners. And so, you're going to want to listen if you like money. And I think pretty much everybody likes money, although some people have blocks about it. So listen to this episode if you want to increase your money flow and do it easily through moving things in your house. All right, let's get started. A few years ago, I was constantly getting the feeling that I needed to clean out the corner of my bedroom where my nightstand was. Now, this corner had morphed over the years into that, I don't know what to do with this, so I'm going to stick it here, spot for all my things. I also had created a nice laundry pile situation in that same area. So overall, the whole space was a clutter mountain that seemed impossible to ever resolve. So impossible that even though I kept getting a really strong prompting and feeling to clean it out, I still avoided doing it like the plague. But then I learned about money corners and feng shui. I learned that the money energy that flows into your life is said to enter through the money corner of your house. Well, I didn't know where my money corner was, but I knew it had to be that corner because somehow I had known for a long time that if I wanted to make more money, I would have to clean out that specific corner. It was always popping up in the back of my mind. Oh, you want more money? Well, clean out that corner. Until I learned that my intuition was right. And that I was indeed blocking money from my life, I couldn't make myself tackle that Herculean task. But finally, I was convinced that it would be worth the pain and the anguish of finding a home for every odd and end in my corner, plus all my floored robe that needed to also find a home. And if you don't know what a floored robe is, it is your wardrobe on the floor because you don't put your clothes away. I love that word. I learned it a few years ago from my friend Bronwyn, and I have loved it ever since. So I set aside a whole Saturday to sit down and do it. Guys, it was painful. It was stressful. It was difficult. I probably even cried. But I did it. I got it all cleaned out and organized. And everything got put away for the first time ever. And we've lived in this house for 17 years now. So there was a lot of stuff piled up. So I waited to see what would happen. Much to my shock and delight, 3 days later, I made a $5,000 sale. What? What? I was like, are you kidding me? And then a few days later, I had another one. So neither one were expected or normal for me at that time. And I was absolutely 100% sure that I made that unexpected $10,000 only because I had cleaned out my money corner. Guys, I was convinced. Money corners are real. And clutter is your public enemy number one to your money flow. which means, unfortunately for some of us, clutter bugs, that the best thing you can do for your money flow is to declutter. There are also some things that should never be in your money corner and some things that you can add to your money corner to encourage the money flow. So now probably your next question is, where is my money corner and how do I find it? Well, that answer is not a simple one. And that's because there are at least three possible money corners in most houses. And that depends on which system you decide to subscribe to. So the traditional Chinese feng shui system is based on the 8 points of the compass. And in that compass-based system, your money corner or wealth area is always the southeast corner of your house, no matter what, no matter where you live, no matter which way your house faces, always the southeast corner of your house. Now, let me back up just a little bit and tell you what feng shui is. Feng shui is kind of like the philosophy that things in your house can hurt or help the flow of things in your life. So your qi. You can block it, you can divert it, you can open it up, all based on the principles of feng shui. All right, so that's what feng shui is. So the original traditional Eastern one, that's the one with the compass-based system. And then there is a second feng shui system. Some monks from China left China, came up with their own system. And so it is called Western or BTB feng shui. In this system, there's a 3x3 grid, or bag wa is what they call it, that you lay over the floor plan of your house with your front door lined up with the bottom edge of the grid. The 9 squares that are created by the grid are each representative of the areas of your life. And then the money square, or the wealth area, or money corner, is found by locating the far back left of your house from your front entrance. So when you walk into your house, you go through whatever doorways and hallways you need to get to the farthest away from your front door, farthest left from your front door corner. And if you look at the floor plan with the 9 square grid on top of it, it's the top left square of the drawing. So sometimes it's easier for people to do it that way. So draw a picture of your house looking down at it from the sky, if that makes sense, your floor plan. And then it would make sure you do your front door on the bottom of the drawing. So whatever the front of your house with the front door on it, put that on the bottom line and then draw your floor plan in your money corner, top left square. The third place your money corner could be is the southwest corner of your home. And that is according to the author of The Little Money Bible, whose name is Stuart Wild. Now, I don't know how he determined that direction, and someday I hope to find out, but he teaches that it's your money corner in his book, The Little Money Bible, which, by the way, I highly recommend you read. And it turns out that my huge pile of clutter in my nightstand area was the southwest corner of my house. So, I try to always keep the back left corner clear, which is my office, but I also take special care to also keep the southwest corner of my house clear too. So I try to clean out that catch-all area around my nightstand on a regular basis, which means I actually maintain two money corners. And I don't feel like there's anything wrong with that. And I feel like it's actually probably double good luck. The reason I support the nine square Western style of feng shui is because I hired a feng shui expert to come to my house. And she comes into the house, feels the energy, and then decides which kind to use. So when she came into my house, she felt like my house needed the Western style of feng shui. So that's why I keep my office also as a mini corner, because that is the far back left corner in my house. All right, so after you find your money corner and clear it out of all the clutter, that's the most important thing, get the clutter out of there. Now what? Well, first of all, make sure to remove all items representing money blocks or bad luck. Any kind of fire element is terrible for your money corner. That's because the element for money corners is wood. Every area of your house has an element that represents it, and the money corner is wood. Fire burns up wood. That means you don't want any representation of fire in any way in that area of your house. That means no candles. And I know that's hard for some people. Also, pictures of fire would be bad. Now, you guys, I know candles are romantic and beautiful, and your money corner might be in your bedroom, but I am recommending you go ahead and move those candles to another area of your home. In fact, the best area for candles is your relationship corner, and that is the far back right corner of your house. So move the candles to your relationship corner and watch your relationship get hotter. All right, more things to keep out of your money corner. Bills, taxes, any letters about overdue bills, anything broken or damaged in any way, incense burners, fake candles, spiky plants like cactus, anything that represents stunted growth or unfulfilled potential, dead plants, fake plants. And some people say bonsai are good luck for that corner. I feel like, to me, bonsais represent stunted growth and unfulfilled potential. So I would never put a bonsai in my money corner, but that is up to you depending on how bonsai plants make you feel. Okay, now, next, let's wrap it up with ways to enhance your money corner and power up your money flow. So things you want to add to your money corner. First, running water. Now, this could just be a picture of water that's running like a river or a stream or waves on the ocean. It could also be one of those electric tabletop fountains that's always cycling water through the fountain. Makes a beautiful sound. It's representative of flow. And that, I think those are perfect for many corners. Also, you could have a mist diffuser. I have one of those in my money corner and I love it. It makes the water flowing sound and it shoots out mist and it's purple, which I will tell you that purple is the wealth corner color. It's also the highest vibrating color. And so anything purple in your money corner is awesome. So my mist diffuser is purple. You could also have a sound machine that makes nature water noises. That would also be a really good representation of water. Okay, so after water, you would be really lucky probably to add a green growing plant. Now, there are some great money energy plants to choose from, like lucky bamboo, jade plants, snake plants, a money tree, a rubber plant, and orchids, especially purple ones. Because remember, purple is the color of the wealth corner. The basic idea for a good money plant is that they are lush, healthy, rounded, touchable, and green. The snake plant is my favorite. And some people say, well, snake plants come to a point at the top. Isn't that bad? But no, it's not. Snake plants are one of the traditional money corner plants. And they only have that one point at the top. But guess what? It's pointing up, straight up, which represents growth and leveling up. So snake plants are awesome. And I love mine. It's unkillable, apparently, which is why I love mine, because I have killed every other plant I've ever had. All right. Oh, and another note, if you get lucky bamboo, make sure you get multiple stems, because one stem of lucky bamboo is not good for your money corner. So you want multiples. 3 to 10 is a good number. All right. Third, add some shine and sparkle and light. So you can add a light source, a cute lamp or something. You could add some metallic gold or silver home decor items, like a gold framed mirror, a small gold or silver bowl with gold or silver coins in it, maybe a gold or silver lamp. Side note about the bowl of coins, never put pennies in your money corner. Always do silver or gold coins instead, please. No pennies. Fourth, add some crystals. If you are into crystals, they're great to have in your money corner to support your money energy. And of course, since purple is the color of wealth, start with an amethyst. If you could get one of those big pieces of amethyst where it's still attached to the geode wall, oh my gosh, those are great. Also citrine. Citrine is a white and yellow crystal, and it's actually known as the wealth stone, and so it's a great thing to put into your money corner. And then pyrite. Pyrite could be, I don't know, it could go either way. I love it because it looks like gold, but then it's fool's gold and tricks people, so I don't know. If you have a bad energy towards pyrite, don't use it. But if you love pyrite, you can use it. It's all about intention, you know. And then last, the clear quartz crystal is also really good because it supports any intention you have in your mind. So set the intention for more wealth and place your clear quartz in your money corner. All right, I think I have covered it all. If you want to know more about money corners, or to find a clickable list of all the things I recommend for powering up your money corner, check out my blog. The post is called Money Corners, and the URL for that, it's super easy. It's just thequeenofmanifesting.com/money-corners. thequeenofmanifesting.com/money-corners. All right, well, that's it for this episode on Money Corners. Please send me a message about your Money Corner adventures as you clean yours out and power it up. I would love to hear your success stories, and I might even share your story on my blog or in a future podcast episode. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you guys next Monday. Remember, new episodes drop every Monday at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. Hey guys, thanks for listening to my episode today. In the show notes, you will find links to today's guests or links or anything I have mentioned, including my Facebook group, my book, and upcoming events. Now, if you want to be at my next retreat, where we will break arrows with our throats and walk on fire, the upcoming one is in June of 2022. So check that out. I will put the link for that in my show notes. Also, we can sign you up for any kind of coaching program, from breakthrough coaching to becoming a speaker to learning how to manifest. So those can all be found on my website, and I'll put the link in the show notes too. So thanks for being a part of this community. Come join the Facebook group and learn how to manifest all of your dreams. I will see you guys next time. Bye.